Angel, I think there's a reason you and I aren't very good at betting. You know, you and I were both excited yesterday about Rockies minus 1.5, over 11 runs yesterday. Well, they got one. It was 1-0. The Rocks get the dub. Kyle Freeland shines. But I know it wasn't as warm as it's going to be at Coors Field at some point soon. But I expected a few more fireworks on the home opener. You got the win. That's the most important thing. Kyle Freeland.
Over on strikeouts, too.
Yeah, that helped me out. That saved me. Did you see the fan interference with the Profar?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
I had just gotten home, and I was listening to it on the radio with Jerry and Jack, and I heard their call of it, so I had to quickly go on Twitter and try to find a video of it. But come on. Don't do that. Stick your hand out over there.
There's got to be some punishment here. Do we not punish fans?
It would be called interference.
But for the fans. Like, you shouldn't. People are so damn desperate to get a freaking baseball. I mean, come on.
Like, especially if you're a fan of the Rockies, why would you stick your hand over the thing? And the kid, he had like a purple shirt on, so
I assume he was
a Rockies fan.
He was a kid, and I get it, but
come on, kid.
Yeah,
ruining the
man.
Game.
You're ruining it. But luckily, Profar catches it.
I'd be mad.
But if there's interference, messes it up or whatever, and Profar's attention is blocked, that's a different ball game we're talking about. Washington goes up. They had a guy on base.
You just raise the fence up by like 2 more feet.
Yeah.
We don't need fans reaching. I don't like when fans reach over the fence.
No.
Stay behind the fence. If it goes over the fence, it's yours.
Yeah.
You got to fight someone else for it.
If you're reaching, you've made a mistake. Don't reach. If you're going to sit in the front row like that, you have a responsibility. No reaching. No messing with these guys.
Especially when the opposing team hit a home run.
That's your
guy. Why would you try to stop
it? Yeah, it's your guy. You almost messed him up. It was a heck of a catch, heck of a play by Profar.
He had a couple good catches.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. The Rocks get the dub. We're happy about that. You know, again, it wasn't the fireworks you thought you might see at Coors Field on home opener.
It needs to be nighttime for fireworks.
That's true, and which is going to be tonight. Now they're going to go over that 11 or whatever the heck it is. Now they're going to go nuts. Kyle Freeland, man, look at him go. 5 strikeouts for him. He's 2-0 now on the season. Here we go. So, I mean,
the spread's the exact same.
Is it really? Minus 1.5 over 11?
Yep.
Come on.
Whatever money you lost yesterday, just
put
it
back in. Let's go. Well, who knows, man? This is a series, though, that, you know, you should win. Thought so. Got off to a good start. We'll see if they can capitalize on it. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFK. Yeah, that's my good. I mean, it could be the Avs win, but we don't get to put the Rockies in the good very often, Angel. But Kyle Freeland, he was special yesterday.
And Candelario lifts one to fairly deep left field. Wind's got hold of it a little bit. And the leap of the wall.
It's caught.
He got it.
Caught by Profar. I wasn't sure if the fan caught it initially or Profar.
This is put in play left center field. Profar is a long run. Lays out.
Oh, what a catch. Have a day with the glove. Jurickson Profar.
In the air to left center field. Long run for Profar, but he catches everything.
Catches everything.
So Chris Bryant double to left his last time is at the plate.
Bryant toward left center field. It'll get down. Good read. And here comes the first run to the plate. Tovar makes it 1-0 Colorado.
There's a dub. Win's a win. Exciting times. And hey, I don't mind seeing. I know that we're in the new age of baseball where we're scoring a lot of runs and everything, but I don't mind seeing Kyle Freeland and a defensive game where Profar is making crazy plays. I'll take it. Rocks get the dub. The bad is, I'm looking at the still image of it right now, the fan interference. I mean, he is fully, his left arm is fully out, extended over that barrier. And that's just too much, man. You can't be, if you're extending, if you're reaching across, you're screwing up. He's standing up. He's not even sitting down. So we got to do something here. Fans, pay attention to this game. Baseball's an active game. You need to be watching what you're doing. Yeah.
Watch your kids.
You almost cost the Rockies a dub. Okay? Like when that kid starts messing with the betting situation. And if you, you know, you took Washington to win, you know, that they had a guy on base, it would have gone up.
I mean, I think the kid would have caught it, but jeez.
Yeah. No.
Pro far to go up and reach out and grab that from out of his glove almost.
It was a heck of a play. Absolutely heck of a play. The ugly for me is not the game last night between the Nuggets and the Suns. I don't know what to think of last night. Good for the Nuggets. No starters. They lose 119 to 115. But here's my ugly. Thomas Bryant. On a day where you don't have any of your starters playing, it's all bench. Christian Brown started. Reggie Jackson started. DeAndre Jordan started. Bruce Brown started. And our new guy, Peyton Watson, started. Jeff Green played. Zeke Nagy played. Chanchar played. Ish Smith played. No Thomas Bryant. That's the game to play him. That's the game to see what's going on. I go back to 2 weeks ago when the media asked Michael Malone why Thomas Bryant's not playing, and he said you're going to have to ask, or why he's not taking hold here. He said you're going to have to ask him that. Bryant's donezo, man. I mean, that was a guy I thought could really work out as a backup center to Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, I mean, he was still very raw in with the Lakers, and you know, I don't know if he really fit that role over there, and I thought he could fit here as that, like, we were asking for a backup center, and he just, I don't know if he ever really got that chemistry down with, you know, whether it was the bench unit or a couple of the starters, or if he's just having a hard time picking up the system. But I mean, I kind of like the energy from Zeke Nagy.
I do too. Yeah, I do. Well, I mean, DeAndre Jordan, 12-11.
A little throwback game.
Do you
for him.
See him? He's not going to get any real minutes in the playoffs, right? I mean, does that game spark?
I mean, if you want to go like with a big lineup, run out Jordan, Jokic, and Nagy or Green, do three bigs. If you, you know, we keep talking about rim protection, I keep hearing that pop up every now and again. So let's get the three big guys out there.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think now, though, this time last year, I mean, obviously you're getting Boogie Cousins in. I mean, we talked about that.
I mean, Boogie had a role on this team last year.
We talked about at the beginning of the season, like, oh, yeah, they're about the same. Jordan and Boogie, that's either way. You just interchange one for the other, and one's a really good teammate, and the other's not. Boogie's not. But now looking back, wouldn't you feel a little more comfortable saying, we got Boogie Cousins coming in as a backup center?
Maybe, but I mean,
showing against Golden State.
He did. I mean, I like Green. I like Nagy. I think Green brings that energy. I think Andre brings that teammate part of it. But it was cool to see these young guys kind of just, hey, this is your game. Just go out and have fun.
And they were up by four.
There was
five,
like six lead changes in like
left.
The fourth quarter.
Yeah, they played extremely well. Phoenix never got away from them. And yeah, Kevin Durant turned it up at the end. Chris Paul had a historic night for him. 7 3-pointers.
Took him forever to get an assist.
He doesn't make many 3-pointers like that. He doesn't do that anymore. He shot 12 times, and then he made 7 of them. They turned it on when they needed to. I laughed at Kevin Durant's response at the end because the post game he just said, yeah, mission accomplished. I'm like, is it though? I mean, come on.
When we're looking at Phoenix and the potential matchup there, the last two times we've played them since they've gotten Kevin Durant, we haven't had our top three guys on the floor.
And played them well.
And played them very well.
Yeah, had chances to win both of those games.
So now if Phoenix is looking at Denver, they're saying, oh, these guys have been challenging us really hard and they don't have their starters out. What happens when you step on the court and Jokic and Murray and MPJ are out there?
I don't know, but I can look at it that way, but I can also look at it the other way where it's like Durant and company are just 100% dialed in now. It's like, dude, we messed
are
around.
They?
I don't know. They could be, though. That's the thing about the playoffs,
well,
man.
I'm seeing stuff on Twitter like, oh, are the Suns having issues because they almost just got beat by B-Squad Denver.
They were like the Nuggets on Monday night. They didn't care. Or Tuesday night. They didn't care. You know, and if you don't care, these guys are still all NBA players. They're still all the best at their college or whatever at one point. So they're going to – you can't just sleepwalk through an NBA game and hope that you win it. But the Suns turned it on late when they needed to. My brain was going to this, Anjo. It's different. I get it. The Denver Broncos years ago, and it was with Jake Plummer, and it was Mike Shanahan was the coach, and 2 years in a row this happened – Final game of the season. Now, it was kind of reverse of this because the Suns were playing the starters, the Nuggets weren't. But the Broncos played the Colts, and the Colts had already clinched everything. Peyton Manning was still there. So they played backups. The Broncos annihilated them, just absolutely annihilated them. 2 years in a row in the regular season. Then they go to the playoffs, and Peyton's dialed in, everybody's dialed in, and the Colts annihilate them in the playoffs. Now, again, different situation because this was the starters versus a bunch of scrubs for the Nuggets. Not scrubs, but backups. My fear, the devil's advocate portion of this, is that if you're Phoenix, it's like, oh, they think they got something on us because the backups battled. Well, now we're going to dial in from day one. This is going to be a freaking war, dude. This is going to be a battle, an absolute battle, if we can get to the second round, and if Phoenix can get to the second round, because you know it's going to be the Kevin Durant, Devin Booker show. Like, that's what we're going to see. Those two guys are going to be shooting like crazy. Can you slow them down? The guy that destroyed the Nuggets, though, 2 years ago in the playoffs was Chris Paul. That little four-foot jumper there, I mean, to the side of the rim, to the side of the basket, he'd master that. Nobody could guard a little fadeaway shot there. I'm worried about that, too. You could look at it both ways. You could look at this and say, wow, the Nuggets backups took it to Phoenix twice in a row now, or two games in a row. And they did it without everybody was out last night.
I also think that adds, like, the bench. If they're, like, say they match up with Phoenix and, you know, the starters are struggling a little bit, the bench can say, hey, we took care of this team almost. Come on. Like, we almost did this without you guys. Well, now you guys are here and, you know, we're still struggling a little bit. Let's pick it up.
Yeah. And you got to think that helped their confidence and chemistry a little bit going into the playoffs with the bench unit going, all right, we know we can do this. Bruce Brown was amazing. 31 points for him.
Obviously, the rotations aren't going to be the same, but it's about just being on the court, playing team basketball. Doesn't matter who you're set with. When the defense is playing like that, with that kind of energy, you see the results of it. You see the fast breaks. You see the rebounds. You see the quick scoring. That's how this team operates.
Yeah.
And seeing the bench do it, it's very encouraging.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Monday or Tuesday was such a contrast. You know, you get Tuesday, they don't care. They don't want to play. It's all your guys are back against a bad team. And then your backups are in last night against a team that many are favoring to come out of the West. And you struggle like that. Or they struggled like that. The Suns did. So I'm more confused about the Nuggets right now than ever before. Not necessarily like in a negative way right now, but how do you go Tuesday against a bad team, not care, get blown out at the end, and then backups going up against Phoenix, who is still playing for something. They're moving around trying to get their best spot in the Western Conference standings. And then you take it to them, especially after you took it to them a week ago. You'd think Phoenix would be kind of ready for this, going, all right, we can't take their bench lightly because they brought it against us last time.
Do you give any credit to Malone for that game?
Sure. I mean, you got him rallied up. You got him ready for it. And I guess.
We went from, oh, we need to fire him. We need to find a new coach. Well, now it's, well, I mean, look what he did with the scrubs last night. He got those young guys ready to play. And maybe it might not take a lot for them because it's, hey, I'm a young guy. I get to start an NBA game. Here we go. I'm going to play. They played almost the entire game with Christian Brown in there.
Yeah.
Which he's used to playing 40 minutes anyway at Kansas.
I mean, you can give him credit. Does it absolve him from the criticism? No.
But I think it adds to that, like, whole, oh, this guy can't coach this team or he can't motivate this team. Like, I think he can.
I'm ready to get through next week. I want to get through next week because the test is in front of us. It's right there for him. Are you Jared Bednar or are you Mark Jackson? You get to decide who that's going to be. If you're Jared Bednar, you're getting close to winning a title, and we're all happy, and we laugh about any kind of idea of pressure being put on Michael Malone. If you're Mark Jackson, you're fired, you're mad because you got this team there, and hopefully the Nuggets find their Steve Kerr, which is it's easier said than done. Because there's not exactly, like, Steve Kerrs don't just grow on trees. I don't know how Steve Kerr ended up making this happen. Who would have thought, right? A guy that was in the broadcast booth and just played. Who would have thought he was going to be a guy that could harness all of the greatness that we saw with Golden State. Who would have thought that? The Nuggets thought that they could get their Steve Kerr when they fired George Karl and bring in Brian Shaw, and that didn't work out. So the grass isn't always greener. You got to be very careful here. That's why I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Malone's gone if they don't meet the expectations that a lot of fans have. 405 texting in about the over. To go over 11, the Rockies need to score 10. Washington is not very good. You staying away from that over tonight? It's a night game.
It was funny. I'm like watching this game, and I'm seeing some of the stuff that the Nationals were doing. And I was like, is this what it's like for other teams to play us? Like the infield errors or the missed, you know, pop flies or whatever. I'm like, is this what it feels like when you're playing the Rockies? Mm-hmm. It's just, oh, this team, they're just bad.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just struggling. They're bad.
Washington's bad. So is that concerning that the Rockies
just beat them
1-0?
It was just a different perspective.
Well, baseball's like that, too. You look at all the spreads in baseball, you're not going to see much more than 1.5. You're not going to see much more than a spread because it's baseball. You could be a terrible team and a great team, but sometimes it's not always 13-4. Could be if everything's going right, but you can see that sometimes where, and I don't know what the Rockies are going to be.
Low scoring game speaks more to the pitching performance,
which has always been a concern for the Rockies. So I'll take it because, you know, I don't know. In years past, I would say, you know, the bats are going to get going for the Rockies. I don't know that. I mean, I'm not like CJ Krohn. What did he end up doing? Did he get he's been struggling since he got off to a hot start. What did he get? He didn't have any hits. Chris Bryant was good. Montero, is that kind of who you were saying would be?
Yeah, Montero, I think he'll be a solid bat. I think Tovar is starting to turn the corner a little bit in terms of he is fast.
Mm-hmm. He is.
When he was coming home on that RBI from Bryant,
yes.
Woo, he was fast.
Yeah, he was cooking. And Chris Bryant, you know, he was
just
good.
Be solid,
he had the RBI.
Chris. That's
he
all
had two
I need
hits.
From him.
Yeah, he was good. He was solid. Again, I just don't look at the roster. Tanner's talking about dogs and Nikola Jokic, the two-time MVP. I'm looking at this lineup here going, is there a dog? Is Chris Bryant a dog?
He's an older dog.
Who else? Do they have anybody else that's a dog? Is Kyle Freeland a dog? We're just talking about players.
I think he could be. I think he embraces like the Colorado kid part of that. I saw a little bit of that yesterday.
Yeah,
so
they blew
he takes
that
a little. He takes pride in that. So, you know, in just one game, you see that bit of dog in him. I hate throwing that word around now.
Well, Tanner created this.
Is there a dog in his office?
Well, he says, does he got a dog in him? He says it like that.
Scans came back negative. There is no dog.
There's no dog in the Rockies.
Maybe it's Bud Black. He's like an old grumpy bulldog.
Who's the dog for the Broncos? Is it Patrick Surtain? Has he earned that right? Is Justin
Simmons
a dog?
I want to say Patrick, but is Patrick kind of like that? Is he a vocal leader?
He's just
as
a
much,
good player
just
right
a guy?
Now. It's hard to be when you're a cornerback that's just a shutdown corner. You're not making Deion Sanders plays yet. You know what I mean? Like, Patrick Surtain is not flipping a game upside down because he gets a pick six. He's just cutting off one side of the field. I don't know if you can say a guy like that is a dog.
It's not Russ.
It's not Russ. It's not Judy. It's not Javonte Williams, injury or no injury. He hasn't gotten there
Judy
yet.
Judy actually does have a little bit of dog.
Well, we'll see. He kind of showed it. He could. His ceiling is high. Justin Simmons, is he a dog? That's how we're going to say it from now on, Angel.
Sure. It's a no for me, dog.
So no, there's really no dogs for the Broncos. The Avs got some dogs.
Yeah.
The Avs got some dogs.
They got a whole shelter over there.
They got us. You're exactly right, dude. 24 minutes after the hour. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. What would you consider a failed season for the Avalanche? How far do you expect them to go? Do you expect greatness again? Do you expect a Stanley Cup? Let's talk about it next. 25 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
They can't make things worse for me. Sometimes.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Listen, if you've been in Northern Colorado for even a short amount of time, chances are you or someone you know has been touched by the great work that they do at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They're celebrating over 53 years of being specialists in the medicine of motion. For more on Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, check them out online at orthohealth.com. That's orthohealth.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We got our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day available. What would be considered a failed season by the Colorado Avalanche as we are getting closer and closer to the postseason going forward? Got to get past the first round, got to get past the second. I mean, a half ago, if I would have asked that question, you'd be like, just make it to the playoffs. That's what it was. But again, expectations change throughout the course of a season. You expect more. You know, guys getting healthy or getting new players or whatever, you just expect more. So we'll see. All right, let's talk about Bruce Brown. That was a hell of a performance last night by him. He's the kind of guy, like, I don't know, Angel, what it's going to mean for Christian Brown, Reggie Jackson, DeAndre Jordan, even Peyton Watson, who we're excited about. But I feel like a Bruce Brown playing a game like that, that lights him up, gives him this confidence boost where he's like, I'm going to be a freaking difference maker in these playoffs.
Yeah, I think Bruce is, you know, he's kind of stuck in that role of, you know, when he's out there with Jamal, it's, okay, Jamal is kind of leading the offense. And when Jamal rests, it's, okay, Bruce, now you're leading the bench. Or when Reggie comes in, it changes. But a game like that, you get the start, you get to, you know, be the guy and lead the team. And I think he was, you know, obviously the most effective guy last night. But that energy that you see from those types of players, it transcends to the rest of your team.
Yeah.
Christian Brown, he always has that energy. But when you have two guys doing it, the three other guys, you can't just slack off because those two guys are putting in the work. And Watson, the dude's flying everywhere.
Bruce Brown has some moments where he turns over, has some silly turnovers and stuff. I've seen it throughout the course of the season. But for the most part, he's a solid player. He's a good defensive player. Kind of went down a little bit, though, the last month. So it was nice to see him get a game like that. And I think those kind of games, and maybe this is where it was a good thing to rest everybody, because there was disagreement about that on Twitter and stuff last night. About resting everybody. About tanking. Not tanking, but just putting your backups in for the remainder of these, three games, now two games. And I guess I don't have a lot of energy on it either way. But I liked what I saw last night, and that makes me go, okay, you're going to get a guy like Bruce Brown and maybe Reggie Jackson that get some confidence. Like Reggie Jackson's back to, okay, I can still play at this level. I mean, he had 20 points last night. He was perfect from the free throw line, made a couple of threes, six assists. I mean, that's the Reggie Jackson kind of game we want to see a little bit more often. I'm not expecting 20 points a game, but a little bit more often. And so maybe Reggie Jackson's a playoff player.
I think he is. You can't have a guy that has that much experience just sit on the bench the whole playoffs.
Maybe he's just like do you know this name, Robert Horry?
Yes.
An average regular season player. But when he got into the playoffs, he was a different beast. Something about it, man. I mean, we see Joe Flacco, regular season quarterback, meh. But when he got in the playoffs, that stretch anyway, he was something different.
Yeah, I think Reggie can certainly bring that when the bench goes in and maybe their 10-point lead or whatever is starting to disappear a little bit. That's when you lean on a guy like Reggie and say, hey, I've been in this situation before. I know what this is like. You just got to keep doing it or whatever he says. But that kind of veteran, you know, experience can definitely help this bench in the playoffs.
That's what I liked about this strategy of, hey, we're going to sit all of our starters. We don't want to risk injuries. Let's let everybody just mentally, physically heal up. I didn't expect to see what we saw last night, but I really, really wanted to see it. I wanted to see some guys get some confidence. This is what we talked about yesterday. The positive in resting everybody and starting your bench would be that they gained some confidence. Did you hear that? It's like we're getting electrocuted or something.
Yeah, I saw the lights flicker and then some noise and
aliens, something like that coming. You got big plans this weekend? Do you do a lot for the big Easter weekend coming up?
Not really. I mean, I'll go to church on Sunday. My mom sent me a little Easter basket yesterday, so I got lots of candy.
Candies? Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
some jelly beans, some Reese's eggs. It's always good.
You can't beat it, man.
And Peeps. I had to make sure because I didn't get Peeps last year, and I was very upset.
Not a big Peeps guy. I don't hate them like a lot of people do. Peeps and candy Peeps. Corn. Those two things get a bad rap.
Love
them. Yeah, not big there. I don't know what we're doing. I know I'm going to my sister's wedding tomorrow.
Whoa, congratulations.
Going to Cheyenne Wells tomorrow. I'm leaving fairly early tomorrow morning. Still don't know what I need to wear exactly, but we'll bring extras.
Clothes.
Well, I know that, but I mean, are we doing, like I've asked, so I'm waiting. Like I'm waiting here, sis. Are we doing slacks and nice clothes, or is it jeans, man? It's Cheyenne Wells, you know.
They don't dress too nice over there.
Well, they do jeans weddings and stuff. Like at our wedding, they
clean up real nice.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to expect. So I guess we'll just find out. I'll bring
you
backups.
Get out your nice jeans.
I'll bring out my nice jeans. I'll bring out some slacks just
your
in case.
Sunday boots.
Some boots, some dress shoes. I'll just bring it all as a backup plan and just be ready for whatever.
Yes.
That's the plan. And then I'm coming back Sunday morning and we'll do Easter with the family. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The boys of summer are back. Hear Rockies baseball on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I was out at Cable's Pub and Grill yesterday afternoon, meeting with some great people there, of course, and I decided, you know, I know it was Thursday, but I decided to go with a burger, like the barbecue, a burger, man. Oh my goodness, the barbecue sauce on there, absolutely to die for. Onion rings mixed in. It was, it's something, dude. I love Cable's, and it's packed in there. But they have great service. They're getting to you quickly, even when it's packed. But people are in there watching the Rockies game. And whenever Bryant had the RBI, I mean, crowd's going nuts in there. People are cheering. I mean, it's a fun environment, dude. So you had half the crowd in there that wanted golf on. Half the crowd wanted the Rockies. Well, maybe not half and half. Another portion wanted to kind of be off near the fireplace and away from all the sports. You can do that, too. You can go sit out on the patio. We're getting into patio weather. Cable's Pub and Grill. That's where my friends meet. They have a happy hour every weekday. So today, take advantage of it. 3 to 6 o'clock. Get your Friday off on the right foot. Maybe you got family coming in, too, and you're like, I don't want to cook and clean and do all that stuff tonight. So I'm going to bring them out to Cable's.
Or you just want to avoid them.
Or you want to get away. You want to get away from them, and you need a break before you start. You have to take a little preemptive break. Miko Rantanen was exceptional all season, man. It was cool to see him do what he's done all year, and then getting his the Avs' first 50-goal season in 20 years. I mean, it's really fascinating. We are seeing the Avs in this stretch, man. Where, you know, hey, they find a way to win a cup here. Angel, next season, we're talking about dynasty stuff. We're talking about the Avs being a sports dynasty because they've been in the playoffs regularly now for the last couple of years. They get the Stanley Cup last year. If they can go on and do what many people on our text line and our voting poll questions today are expecting, then over the offseason, Angel, we're talking about a dynasty for the Colorado Avalanche. Let's say the Nuggets find a way to get a title this year. Do you think the chances of them becoming a dynasty under Nikola Jokic and company is realistic, or do you see this as a team that's going to be a fixture in the playoffs as long as Joker's there? But they're going to need some. This is a good window for them. This is an opportunity for them to win a title. But do you see them potentially being in the dynasty conversation? I mean, are we talking about that kind of greatness with Nikola Jokic and his supporting cast?
I think you're nearing it because this team has been to the playoffs the last 4 or 5 years, so you're building already that playoff consistency, and you're becoming a well-known team, and the names of your players are starting to become more recognizable names. I think depending on what they do in the playoffs, Denver could become a very attractable place for free agents.
Yeah, you got to show that you can win. You go beat Phoenix in the second round, then I think you're going to look at, there's going to be other players that are like, I want to go there, and we'll see. Yeah, I mean, Nikola Jokic is that good to me. We're just going to find out very soon if the supporting cast is good enough in the playoffs. You know, we always talk about the postseason being a different season. It's just different. It's completely different than what you did in the regular season. That is true in the NBA playoffs, too. And so you might get some guys, Angel, good or bad. You might get a Reggie Jackson or a Bruce Brown or a Jamal Murray that they play better when the lights are brightest. And we saw that once with Jamal in the bubble. And Angel, we never saw it again because he got hurt at the end of the following season. And then he was out last year. We haven't seen Jamal Murray in the playoffs since the bubble. So what we know of that was Jamal was pretty good in the regular season. And then he got into the playoffs, his first real opportunity to showcase, and he was sensational. Is that something we should be talking about more? We'll look into it in the 12 o'clock hour. Jerry Schimmel will join me as well, the voice of the Colorado Rockies, after the Rockies get the dub on their home opening day. All that and more coming up next. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Chris Abshire for Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I was out at Cable's Pub and Grill yesterday afternoon, meeting with some great people there, of course, and I decided, I know it was Thursday, but I decided to go with a burger, like the barbecue, a burger, man, oh my goodness, the barbecue sauce on there. Absolutely to die for. Onion rings mixed in. It's something, dude. I love Cables, and it's packed in there. But they have great service. They're getting to you quickly, even when it's packed. But people are in there watching the Rockies game. And whenever Bryant had the RBI, I mean, crowd's going nuts in there. People are cheering. I mean, it's a fun environment, dude. So you had half the crowd in there that wanted golf on. Half the crowd wanted the Rockies. Well, maybe not half and half. Another portion wanted to kind of be off near the fireplace and away from all the sports. You can do that, too. You can go sit out on the patio. We're getting into patio weather. Cables Pub and Grill, that's where my friends meet. They have a happy hour every weekday. So today, take advantage of it. 3 to 6 o'clock, get your Friday off on the right foot. Maybe you got family coming in, too, and you're like, I don't want to cook and clean and do all that stuff tonight. So I'm going to bring them out to Cables.
Or you just want to avoid them.
Or you want to get away. You want to get away from them, and you need a break before you start. You have to take a little preemptive break. Miko Rantanen was exceptional all season, man. It was cool to see him do what he's done all year, and then getting the Avs' first 50 goal season in 20 years. I mean, it's really fascinating. We are seeing the Avs in this stretch, man, where, hey, they find a way to win a cup here. Angel, next season, we're talking about dynasty stuff. We're talking about the Avs being a sports dynasty because they've been in the playoffs regularly now for the last couple of years. They get the Stanley Cup last year. If they can go on and do what many people on our text line and our voting poll questions today are expecting, then over the offseason, Angel, we're talking about a dynasty for the Colorado Avalanche. Let's say the Nuggets find a way to get a title this year. Do you think the chances of them becoming a dynasty under Nikola Jokic and company is realistic, or do you see this as a team that's going to be a fixture in the playoffs as long as Joker's there? But they're going to need some this is a good window for them. This is an opportunity for them to win a title. But do you see them potentially being in the dynasty conversation? I mean, are we talking about that kind of greatness with Nikola Jokic and his supporting cast?
I think you're nearing it because this team has been to the playoffs the last 4 or 5 years. So you're building already that playoff consistency, and you're becoming a well-known team. And the names of your players are starting to become more recognizable names. I think depending on what they do in the playoffs, Denver could become a very attractable place for free agents.
Yeah, you got to show that you can win. You go beat Phoenix in the second round, then I think you're going to look at, there's going to be other players that are like, I want to go there, and we'll see. Yeah, I mean, Nikola Jokic is that good to me. We're just going to find out very soon if the supporting cast is good enough in the playoffs. You know, we always talk about the postseason being a different season. It's just different. It's completely different than what you did in the regular season. That is true in the NBA playoffs, too. And so you might get some guys, Angel, good or bad. You might get a Reggie Jackson or a Bruce Brown or a Jamal Murray. That they play better when the lights are brightest. And we saw that once with Jamal in the bubble. And Angel, we never saw it again because he got hurt at the end of the following season. And then he was out last year. We haven't seen Jamal Murray in the playoffs since the bubble. So what we know of that was Jamal was pretty good in the regular season. And then he got into the playoffs, his first real opportunity to showcase, and he was sensational. Is that something we should be talking about more? We'll look into it in the 12 o'clock hour. Jerry Schimmel will join me as well, the voice of the Colorado Rockies, after the Rockies get the dub on their home opening day. All that and more coming up next. It's the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.